Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says that she's a yes on Donald Trump's pick to lead the Department of Defense. The Republican is a key member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and could cast the deciding vote for Marine veteran and former Fox News Channel host Pete Hegseth. Senator Ernst broke the news on News Radio 1040 in Des Moines on Tuesday after sitting through Hegseth's confirmation hearing.
And so he was adequately able to answer all of my questions. He pointed out the woke issues at the Pentagon. And I think we're at a point where now we can start moving forward. People know where he stands on these issues. So I felt it was a good hearing.
Meanwhile, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, who also sits on the committee, attacked Hegseth for his lack of experience, infidelity, and allegations of sexual and financial misconduct.
The American people need a SecDef who's ready to lead on day one. You are not that person. Our adversaries watch closely during times of transition, and any sense that the Department of Defense that keeps us safe is being steered by someone who's wholly unprepared for the job puts America at risk, and I am not willing to do that.
Hegseth has denied any wrongdoing. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is proposing a bill that would ban cell phone use during instructional time in schools. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports that Reynolds made the announcement during her Condition of the State address last night.
Schools can adopt more restrictive policies under the proposed bill, but must maintain a minimum ban on use during instructional time. Reynolds said there will be common sense exemptions for students to use their phones, such as during an emergency. And she said schools in Des Moines and Ottumwa are already implementing similar policies.
I truly applaud the administrators, teachers, and parents coming together to find the right balance for their communities. What's no longer acceptable is doing nothing.
The governor is also proposing schools adopt an effects of social media training for 6th through 8th graders across the state. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will participate in the IRS Direct File service starting January 27th. The service allows taxpayers to electronically file their 2024 taxes on mobile phones, laptops, tablets, and desktops. The website offers help in English and Spanish and a checklist to make filing taxes easier. The free program also connects taxpayers to Illinois' free online tax filing system, MyTax Illinois. In Illinois, drivers aged 79 and older have to take a mandatory driving test in order to renew their license. Some elected officials want to change that. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
Secretary of State Alexi Janulius is teaming up with the AARP Illinois to raise the age from 79 to 87. Illinois is currently the only state that mandates drivers take a road test based solely on their age. Janulia says seniors are among some of the safest people on the road.
Age alone does not necessarily determine if someone should or should not have a driver's license. Driving ability and medical health should serve as the main determining factors.
Janulia is pushing a bipartisan bill that would also allow immediate relatives to report unsafe older drivers to his office. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Rock Island Public Library has expanded its science and creative programs thanks to a matching grant from the local Rotary Club. The library's three branches have set up sensory stations for younger children to encourage open-ended play with various textiles and objects. The library has also doubled the number of its STEAM kits available for school-age children to check out. The kits, designed to encourage scientific curiosity and learning, are available for any Illinois cardholder in the Quad Cities. More information is available on the Rock Island Public Library website. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.